In this bulletin, heat waves and extreme fire danger threaten parts of the country. Germany takes a step closer to military conscription. And in sport, Socceroos coach Tony Popovich unafraid of facing co-hosts the United States after the World Cup draw is made. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunil Awosti. Total fire bans are in place across large parts of eastern New South Wales as a widespread heatwave and strong winds put fire authorities on alert. Crews are still trying to control a blaze at Bulladilla, while a grass fire at Beanie has been contained. The Bureau of Meteorology is warning conditions will be particularly dangerous in Sydney, the Hunter and the Illawarra. In other parts of the country, heatwave warnings are also in place for northwestern Queensland, the Kimberley and the Pilbara in Western Australia, as well as parts of the Northern Territory. A fire at Dolphin Sands in Tasmania, which has destroyed more than a dozen buildings, has been downgraded to a watch and act warning, but the fire service is still urging residents not to return. A joint operation spearheaded by the Australian Federal Police has seen 11 children removed from harm in the Philippines and 3 people charged with child abuse offences. The investigation began after a Victorian man was allegedly found in possession of child abuse material at Melbourne Airport in September. He was charged with several offences, including the live streaming of abuse. A search of his home and devices by the Australian Federal Police and Victoria Police allegedly identified online further contact with individuals in the Philippines facilitating live streams. Acting on the intelligence provided by the AFP, the Philippines National Police has executed search warrants at 3 properties in Makati City, resulting in the removal of 11 children from harm. 2 women and a man were arrested for offences against the Anti-Online Sexual Abuse or Exploitation of Children Act. Australia has slapped further sanctions on 3 top Taliban officials and Afghanistan's Chief Justice as it moves to increase pressure on the militant group. The new measures prohibit Australians from supplying the listed individuals with arms or dealing with their assets and funds. Australia has already sanctioned 140 individuals and entities under the United Nations Security Council's Taliban framework. But the new listings will operate under a new autonomous sanctions framework for Afghanistan. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says that the Australian government remains deeply concerned about the deterioration of human rights in Afghanistan, particularly for women and girls. In the United States, a recommendation that all newborns receive a hepatitis B vaccine has been removed by an advisory panel appointed by the Trump administration. The policy, which has been in place for 35 years, aimed to prevent the unknowing transfer of Hep B in utero and had virtually eradicated infections of the potentially deadly liver disease among young people. The panel, appointed by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., now recommends what it calls individual-based decision-making. The move was immediately condemned by several medical groups, including the American Academy of Pediatrics. Vaccine researcher and former government advisor Dr. Paul Offit says most people with chronic hepatitis B infection don't know they have it.
There's millions of people in this country who have chronic hepatitis B. You don't know whether or not you're coming in contact with someone like that. And if you're a child that comes in contact with that, say between 1 and 5 years of age, you have a roughly 25% chance of going on to develop cirrhosis, which is chronic liver disease, or liver cancer, which will shorten your life.
Germany's parliament has approved a controversial new military service law that leaves open the possibility of compulsory service. The legislation, which aims to boost the ranks of the armed forces, is a response to rising concern about Russian aggression. The law will introduce mandatory medical checks for young men and better paying conditions for voluntary recruits, but also leaves open an option to reintroduce conscription via random selection if needed, although a new vote by parliament will be required for that. Streaming giant Netflix will buy film and television studio Warner Brothers in a deal worth $108 billion. The acquisition gives Netflix access to a vast film catalogue and is the entertainment industry's biggest consolidation deal this decade. The deal has been opposed by top names in Hollywood, such as Titanic director James Cameron, and will face scrutiny from regulatory authorities in both Europe and the US. The boards of both firms say they want to finalise the sale in 12 to 18 months. Socceroos coach Tony Popovich says he's pleased to have been drawn against co-hosts the United States in next year's World Cup. Australia will play in Group D, facing the US, Paraguay and the winner of a 4-team European playoff between Turkey, Kosovo, Romania and Slovakia. Popovich says playing against the US in their own country leans into the Aussie view of themselves as plucky underdogs.
No, I'm actually excited about having that because it increases the challenge. The focus obviously be on the US team, the whole country will be behind them, and you know, we've always punched well above our weight.
The exact dates, times and venues for the group stage will be confirmed tomorrow, but it is known Australia will be based on the west coast of North America. The likely schedule is the game against the European side on June the 14th in Vancouver, followed by the game against the US on June the 20th in Seattle, and the game against Paraguay on June the 25th in Santa Clara, just outside San Francisco. I'm Sunil Awasthi. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.